In Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul informs us that as believers, we are not under the law, but under grace. In the very next sentence, he asks the question, what then, shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? Answering his own question, stating, God forbid, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or obedience unto righteousness? We see here that believers must not yield themselves to the practice of sin. It will result in death. No, Jesus did not die in order that we might continue in the practice of sin. In the past, those who chose to practice sin died without mercy under two or three witnesses. We are cautioned of even worse punishment for believers who choose to sin willfully, counting the blood of the covenant an unholy thing and doing despite unto the Spirit of grace. Yes, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield yourselves members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Paul explains, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.